live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Hey, hey, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going live. Yeah, yeah, we going. Yeah, 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 we going. Yeah, 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 we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live. From the 50-yard line, we going live.
Hello, beautiful people.
Hello, hello.
I am Jared, the football genius Burgess.
I am Stephanie Fitzpatrick, aka the Advantage Coach.
This is episode 152 of the Filter Real Podcast, and your eyes don't deceive you. We are sitting right next to each other. Why am I on here lying?
Oh, we are in the screen next to each other. Yes.
Thanks to the magic of television and, the virtual
technology,
world.
Technology, right.
Yeah, we are beside each other.
Yeah. Love it. I love it. This is so awesome. It makes me feel like we're really close. Like, that's right. Good. Like, yeah.
It makes me feel like the old days when we were sitting in the library. In the what did they call that? It was a studio.
Room. Yeah, their music.
Music room, library. Studio. Mm-hmm. And we were recording out of that. Shout out to Northwest Library.
Yeah,
right there on Hollywood Road.
Yes, yeah. But
let's get started.
We got this.
Who's really
right?
We
got a little bit to talk about this week.
Yeah, we got a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit. Yeah.
So this Who's Really Right. I'm gonna dive right in because I know this is your team, and I know this hurts you a little bit. A little bit. Calvin Ridley was out last year, and he took a little bit of personal time during the season. And during some of that time, the NFL had investigated that he had bet on games. Now, I believe it says that he didn't bet on any of his team's games. He just bet on some NFL games, which you aren't supposed to do. You aren't supposed to bet on your sport. Now, he would have been totally in bounds if he had a bet on the NBA, if he had a bet on the NHL or the MLB. Yeah. Because he bet on the NFL, he is receiving a years-long suspension. Do you think Calvin Ridley deserves a year-long suspension for betting on the NFL?
So, I'm going to say this. I think I'm trying to find the right way to say it, as athletes, there is a mindset that rules don't apply.
Yeah.
And sometimes when we have that mindset, we get caught. And there are consequences.
Yeah.
So in this situation, while I don't agree with a year, I think it's a little harsh.
Yeah.
I do agree with there has to be some consequences for your actions. Mm-hmm. There is a policy that states that you can't bet on the NFL because you play in. It is no different than I don't know how many of you all have ever entered a sweepstakes or entered some contest. I have done HGTV, the smart home or the dream home type thing several times because they were nice. Mm-hmm. And one of the questions they ask is, do you work for the company or do you have a relative that works for the company? And they do that because there is a policy against those people being able to, you couldn't participate if you said yes, basically. Okay. It boils down to. So, but there's a policy for that reason.
True.
There was a policy that NFL has, whether we agree with it or not, because I'm like, if it ain't my game, what does it matter? But neither here nor there. because you're going to talk about the reason why this shouldn't even be happening. But either way, I feel like the rule is the rule. Mm-hmm. And you can't feel entitled to walk outside of the rules and not feel and not think there are consequences.
Okay.
We all take chances. You get in your car, you drive above the speed limit, you're taking a chance. You're going against the rule, right? But there's a consequence if you get caught.
Right. So I'm going to be a bit extreme.
That's a problem.
I'm going to rein it back up, right?
Okay.
There used to be laws that if a slave escaped, if a slave escaped, then then you know they could be tried, and a lot of the times, like, they could be executed, and
absolutely, they were lynched, killed, beat to death. Yeah,
right. Mm-hmm. So sometimes rules just aren't right, and they just aren't. And so what that didn't stop was from the slaves from trying to escape.
Right.
You know.
This is really extreme.
Yeah. I know, really extreme. I'm gonna rein it back in a second.
Okay.
And so when I look at this, and I wanted to use the extreme part first. And even if that doesn't work for you all, I think some of the stuff I'm about to say now might. So right now, there are men still in jail for selling marijuana.
Correct.
Marijuana is currently legal.
In a lot of places.
Yes. In a lot of places. Mm-hmm. But the federal government's like, you know, go get high.
Go get high. Okay.
And so I think my focus is on how rules are archaic and unjust. And so I don't think he should have been suspended at all. Now, should there be a rule that players don't bet on their teams?
Yeah.
100%, because we know that there's a possibility that they can affect the outcomes.
Right.
And the unfortunate part about this coming out about Calvin Ridley is that somebody put a mashup of some videos of him and some plays that were kind of questionable, trying to say that he could have possibly been tanking the wrong games.
No.
Point shaving. No. But I certainly don't believe that, but it does leave room, you know what I'm saying, for that interpretation. Yeah. Now, betting has been made legal, not in every state,
but
you know, across the country.
Same way.
So, I believe that he should be allowed to bet. And in fairness, he is allowed to bet on other sports.
Right.
But I still think that if he doesn't bet on his team, that he should be allowed to bet on sports. And so because this rule is archaic, then I know I don't think that he should have to pay that penalty. Just like I don't think that the people who are still in jail for marijuana possession and should be, because the laws are legal, you know, even though not every state has legalized marijuana use.
Yeah.
The federal government says that you should be able to get high. And so I just think, you know, I think that a lot of the way that they do business in the NFL is archaic and, you know, it's unjust. So whether, you know, the rule is the rule and they should have to abide by it, just like in the NFL now, like, folks used to get suspended for marijuana. Now they started working with folk, and I'm saying, like, don't be so late to these parties, right? Like, it took the NFL a while to say, okay, well, you know, maybe we shouldn't have based our whole policy on marijuana on reefer madness. Maybe we should have, you know, done our own research, just like we should have done on CTE a long time ago.
Right.
That's neither here nor there.
Right.
My point is, I don't think that he should be suspended at all for betting on football.
Okay. All right. Well, I think about Pete Rose. I mean, okay. He got a lifetime suspension, so that's a little extreme. But he was betting on his team, so.
He was betting on his team. And yeah. So his point is what I was trying to make. I know I went everywhere. I went with slavery and marijuana and all that. Yeah. I apologize, guys. That's just the way my mind works.
Yeah, no.
Like, I take the little pieces here and run all around. But his situation is kind of what I was speaking to when I said that people are still in jail for marijuana possessions, even though marijuana is legal now.
Right.
And so for him, Pete Rose, I'm a Pete Rose guy. I feel like he should be in the Hall of Fame. You know, okay. I don't feel like the ban of baseball, like, you can't erase what he did in baseball just by saying, oh, he bet on games.
So, I just want to know how you can, I mean, I don't know. It just is weird to me. I think
he wasn't throwing games. He was just betting on his team.
I know. And that's what I was trying to get. That's what I'm trying to say, I guess, is where is the evidence of the correlation between betting on games, even if it's your team, and you cheating?
So there are instances like in NCAA basketball and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had the whole Tim Donaghy scandal, you know, some years back. But if that's the case, then don't legalize betting.
Right, because they're still human beings. I think that's the part right there. Like, it's almost like when you play a sport, especially at the professional level, it feels very much so like institutionalizing you to the point that you don't get to, and when I say that, I mean like prison almost, mm-hmm. That they take away your rights
mm-hmm.
for certain, like your voice. Like, you can't say certain things, you can't do certain things. Like, it feels very much so like that to me. But I'm on the side, I'm, and let me just be clear. I do not think that Calvin Ridley should be suspended for a year.
Right.
I do not.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it should be some games. If anything, just because, again, I want athletes to get out of the mindset. I agree with you wholeheartedly. Mm-hmm. This needs to be addressed and changed because right. betting is now something that's legal. People do it every day, all day. So mm-hmm. why is it they're people too, right? So, right. And if there needs to be an amendment to the policy that just says what we just talked about, you don't bet on your own game. Mm-hmm. Then that needs to be where you leave it, right?
Right.
But I am on the side of saying something, some consequence for this from him, only because I want these athletes, and I'll say this, I'm going to just say what I'm really thinking. I want these African-American men mm-hmm. who play sport to understand that at the end of the day and at the core of it all, you are still a Black man.
Mm-hmm. You're not above the law.
You're not above the law. Well, we know you're not above the law as a Black man, but you, as an athlete, I need you to understand that that does not excuse your melanin.
Yeah.
And that the things that you do are going to render consequences.
Mm-hmm.
And so being smart about what you do and don't do as an athlete, you like, I feel like, so I work in healthcare. Let's just say that, right? I work in healthcare. Mm-hmm. So there are some expectations of how I will conduct myself even outside of my job.
Mm-hmm.
Because it reflects on my company. So I know I can't get on my, social media talking crazy like I'm going to go shoot up. So, you know, I can't do right. that. And so I recognize that I'm not entitled to that freedom of speech that somebody else might have.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just want them to be smarter about, like, if you don't agree with the fact that you can't bet, then speak on it. Put it sure. out there. Go to the NFLPA or somebody and say, listen, this isn't fair. What are we doing to fix this? Versus I'm gonna just do what I do and hope I don't get caught. But that's the mentality that we grow up with.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do what I do and hope I don't get
caught. Hope I don't get caught.
But we can't do that. Funny.
We talked about that. We talked about this. Like, I'm gonna just do what I do and hope not to get caught is kind of one of the bullets of an impoverished mindset.
Absolutely. 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 So I don't want us to, you all make millions of dollars. Don't have an impoverished mindset. Don't have a prosperity. Like, I can be futile with, again, you know, like that too doesn't work. So I just, that's for me why I'm taking the stance I am. I don't agree with the time frame. I feel like it's a little excessive. This is the first thing he's ever done. And, you know, he's young. And to his point, he said it was $1,500.
Lost 11 million with this 800. The worst odds ever.
Ever. So, like, are we really gonna punish him a whole? We're gonna take a whole year's salary and possibly, like, it might be difficult for him coming back. Mm-hmm. So you just and it just brings me back again. This is why I say it's our melanin, because it. When, and I know this is two different things. I know that was this is the NFL and that was the Olympic Committee. But that whole thing with that young lady, that skater, yeah. we don't want to ruin her career. We don't want her to be, that mindset is not given to you because you don't look like she does. Anyway, I can go on. I will stop now. So I just say, you know, we gotta do better. We want to see the rules change. We got to do something the right way to get it changed. Not try to change it and be like, well, how can I work around this? Like, no.
I think this who's really right. We've come to kind of some common ground, you know. We come to some common ground about it because I definitely see your perspective on it. And I think we both in agreement that he shouldn't be suspended for a year.
No, some games.
But
heck, you give people who smoke and do performance enhancement stuff less time than a year.
You give people who deflate balls and hit women less than, come on. I digress.
No. Or no time at all when you rape them. Oh, did I say that? I'm sorry. Anyway,
let's so, who's really right? If you think that he doesn't deserve any time at all, then you agree with me. And if you think that, you know, he deserves some games or the whole season.
You don't agree with me if you think,
right? Yeah, not the whole season.
It's your own opinion, like, right. Yeah.
So, in that vein, let us know who's really right. Whether you think that he deserves no games, some, or the full season, or maybe like Pete Rose, a lifetime ban.
Oh God, Lord Jesus, okay. That's a Calvin Ridley hater that'd say right. that.
Okay? All right, Steph. Yeah. NFL Combine.
It's our real good topic, y'all.
Bro, yes, real good topics. I'm sorry.
No, you good. We excited about this. That's
yeah,
why.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Real good topics. First topic, NFL Combine. What did you think about what you saw, what you heard, kind of some of the stuff that came from that weekend?
I'm going to say this first. Go Dawgs. Because they showed out. Okay. They showed out. Anyway. What I saw was what I think is about to be a serious shift in the NFL. Because typically what we pay attention to for some reason during the combine, and it's all the skill stuff. But typically we're watching quarterbacks and running backs and offensive players, basically. Sometimes we might look at a DB or two, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is the first time the spotlight, the shine was on the D-line.
Yeah.
It's shine was on D-line this time. And what it says to me is, and I know you're going to talk about this, but if what I've seen from the one, I can at least say, I'm going to just use Jordan Davis, okay, because he's the one, right? He's mm-hmm. what stood he's out. Yeah. He's the one.
He's definitely the one.
So what we saw from Jordan Davis as far as his 40 time, his long, his broad jump, his vertical, all setting records for somebody at 341 pounds, okay? Mm-hmm. Or they said they were records for somebody over 300 pounds, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I've watched this man on the field, because I know one of your things is going to be about the how this translates, right? Mm-hmm. But watching him on the field, I've seen he got light feet at 341. He got light feet.
Mm-hmm.
He quick and he got light feet, and he really understands the game. Mm-hmm. So I feel like they are being prepared better for that to translate. If that makes sense. It could be just the program, could just be UG, I don't know. But, you know, I think it was another UGA player who was at the combine who said that he felt like, I can't remember his name, he felt like Kirby Smart was making a purposeful effort to prepare them not to just play at the college level, but to play at a professional level with the way that they prepare.
That's good.
And so I feel like that's going to translate. But it ultimately what it does is it just says to me that we are about to see a shift, I think. You know, we've seen for over the last few years these high power offenses, these kids coming out, they're really fast, they can throw the ball, they can move, all the. Now you got, if you're about to see these D linemen who can move with you at the speed that you move, that can catch you, like, it's going to be ugly. I think the memes I saw with Jordan Davis is like him running, like that view of him running at 40 at you, well, like this train right here.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They showed a view of him running against Baker Mayfield and I want to say Jameis Winston. And Jameis Winston. Faster than both.
Yeah.
My issue with the combine is that, and there was a good analogy that you used.
About interviews.
Like, yeah, it's like someone who interviews well but is bad at their job.
Yep.
And I think that we've seen some very, very explosive people at the combine who rocked it out, and it did translate. But I think there are a lot of people that had great combines that we don't even remember now. We may have remembered them that day or for a couple of months after because they were so hyped.
Yeah.
But we don't remember them now. And I think that the combine has become so big and they put so much around it and they put so much emphasis and importance on it that what really gets lost is a lot of these players who come into the league who don't even get invited to the combine go on to have these great careers.
Absolutely.
You know, and so I think that, let me be fair, looking at those of you who know, I played defensive lineman in college. So looking at defensive linemen run this fast and thinking to myself, like, there's no way that guys are supposed to run this fast. It's something to see. But even when you talk about, like, you know, that this can in some way impact the game, I think defensive linemen, you know, when we think about an Aaron Donald and a Khalil Mack, and, like, these guys have been running step for step with quarterbacks for some time now. I think the way that the rules are, like, you know, they'll be stopped from having the type of impact on the game that'll be, you know, transformative. Like, we've seen how the rules have transformed passing. And so I think unless there's a rule change, even with that, folks are going to always, you know, progress and evolve, and they're going to be bigger, faster, stronger. But as long as the rules are what they are, I think it's still going to put some limitations on defenses. And but I think this does help. Like, I'm not saying that, you know, having a 340 and he'll probably end up getting back up to 360.
Yeah, because he's 380. Lost. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, run that fast, like, and be that explosive.
That broad jump and that vertical means something too, right? Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, it definitely shows explosion.
Yeah.
My issue is that that explosion doesn't always translate to the field.
Right. And I feel like for him, yes, but.
I'm just talking about across the board. I think that Jordan Davis is everything that we think he's going to be. I really do. I watching him, I was like, man, I know he's not going to make it to Washington, but we'll talk about this later, since we decided to trade for a quarterback.
It's okay.
You know, hopefully we can do something very productive with this pick.
I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Thank you. I need it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'm sorry.
No,
next topic. All right, let's talk a little bit about Brittany Griner. We got this story kind of late, and when I say we, I mean like everybody in
right because this media. Happened right.
Yeah, because this happened the beginning of February, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
And so Brittany Griner, who is a basketball player, if I'm not mistaken, she plays for the Phoenix Mercury.
Yep.
She was detained in Russia for carrying vape cartridges that. In her luggage that contained hashish. She could face 5 to 10 years. I see one of the questions that you asked was, is this a political ploy?
Yeah. I mean, I don't
think. Do you think so?
I don't put anything past. Here's my thing. I highly doubt. So let me start with this. So first of all, Brittany Griner has been to Russia before.
Mm-hmm.
Because she plays overseas in the offseason.
Mm-hmm.
She's been to Russia before. She has to have either forgotten that it was in her luggage,
mm-hmm.
or she's been able to get through with no issue before.
Right.
With having this same stuff with her. So if we just taking her for getting it in her luggage off the table. I feel like she has been through customs in Russia before, and this has not been an issue.
Yeah.
So I feel like, you know, what's different now than any other time she's been back then? She's been there, right? Mm-hmm. Oh. People clamping down on y'all. U.S. included, because of your invasion, and I'm not from Russia, so I can say these words, invasion of Ukraine.
Right.
So I feel like I wouldn't put it beyond President Putin to use this
as a bargaining chip.
As a bargaining chip.
I can see that. I can see that. But it also makes me want to grab Brittany Griner and say, you have to be aware of the climate of the world. Like, you can't be so stuck in your bubble that.
Back to my point about elite athletes.
That's the point I was about to make. I was about to say, like, you know, even if I'm used to getting away with it, then at the point where you get caught, your argument can't be, well, I was used to getting away with it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so even if this is a political ploy, you just allowed yourself to be the pawn of it.
Absolutely.
You know,
absolutely.
Like.
You helped them, absolutely.
And so one of the things on here is I think that this could be the catalyst for some talks about WNBA salary and how she wouldn't have had to go overseas to play if they made enough money here.
There you go.
And so, you know, my argument has always been about the economics of basketball.
He's the business guy, yes.
Mm-hmm. But in looking at the percentage of the pie that the WNBA players get, you know,
and the equity isn't there.
Right. The equity just isn't there, you know. And I'm not even comparing it to you know, the NBA or men's basketball, but just looking at, like, you know, the fairness of these owners saying that I'm going to take this percentage of the pie and leave you guys this, you know.
Figure it out. That's what they're telling them. Figure it out.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And this is what happened when they got to figure it out. They got to go somewhere else to play basketball to get good money. And, you know, they only got so much time to maximize their earning potential as a basketball player.
Absolutely. And she's, and let's be clear, y'all, like Brittany Griner is not, she's one of the more popular WNBA players. Mm-hmm. So she's not, you know, this is no knock, no shade to anybody else that plays, but it's some people, we don't know their name.
Mm-hmm.
We just don't. She's not one of those people. Brittany Griner is not one of those people. So,
no, not at all.
She's
definitely one of the faces of the league.
Exactly. So it's just really, this story can go all kind of ways. Like we just talked about the entitlement piece, the political part of this, but for me, it was definitely, that's why I put it here. Like for me, that was what caught me. Like she wouldn't even have to be going through this if y'all would do right.
Right.
Not that I'm giving her a pass because she could have done right anyway, but she wouldn't be in this situation to have to if they would do right. That's it. So I hope that this does spark that conversation. I mean, you know, sometimes God will use somebody to bring something to light.
Right.
So I hope that that is what this does. And then I hope that she gets home, because that's the other part of this. Everybody, the U.S. Embassy, nobody's there on boots on the ground because they remove everybody from Russia.
Right.
So she's just in this space of limbo.
Prayers out for her though, because I pray that she's not like being mistreated or anything like that. I just think about like being in that position and how like it has to be nerve-wracking and, you know, frustrating.
Uncomfortable, you know, not knowing, because what if they can't work something out?
Right. So prayers out for her.
Absolutely.
Prayers out for her.
Absolutely.
Deshaun Watson.
He's just all about all of this, all these folk with all these issues.
Legal issues, right.
Today. Like, what is happening?
I'm not here to cast any, you know, judgment on what he may be into or what he's done or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
But I think that, and this is why these things are very dicey. I think in having Chris Brown come out, right, after being levied with some rape and sexual assault allegations, and come out and have the proof to clear his name, starts to cast doubt on a lot of this stuff that we hear. Because, you know, there was a hashtag going around, believe all women, when, in my opinion, believe all facts. You know what I'm saying? And so we hear this thing with Deshaun Watson coming out, and initially it's all anonymous women. And then, you know, one woman comes forward, and then we get some other women who are going to come forward, and they all come in for this civil case. Well, what ended up just happening was that because of these civil cases, the grand jury in Houston, they're going to take a look and see if they need to indict criminally. And so because of that, Deshaun Watson's lawyer has, you know, has advised him to invoke his Fifth Amendment his Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination. And so with one of the things that I've been seeing for that, and you can tell me a little bit of what you've been saying, is that people are starting to say now, oh, since he doesn't want to talk and he's not going to talk, then maybe he has something to hide. Like, have you been seeing some of that stuff too? Or like, what have you been saying about this whole Deshaun Watson situation?
You know what? So I made a promise to myself, because I have a connection to him being from Georgia and
right.
That I would wait on the facts.
Right.
So I purposely not paid attention to the legal side of this. I've only watched it from the sports side, I'll be honest. Mm-hmm. I've only watched what's happening from his sports side, not the legal side of this. Right. Because anybody who knows, even if you just watch court shows or stuff on TV, you know that just because he's not talking doesn't make him guilty. I think when this first started, he wanted to speak on his behalf,
right,
and was advised even at that point not to. And I don't think he was going to speak something that would have incriminated him. He just wanted to let people know where he was coming from and that this was not his side of this, right?
Right.
So am I going to be judge and jury to say, oh, well, you don't want to talk, you must be guilty? Mm-hmm. Not at all. I'm not. Right. I'm going to wait on the facts.
Yeah.
When y'all bring out the facts, when somebody can say something that's factual,
mm-hmm.
I'm here for it.
Right.
Whatever that looks like. Like, if I need to be disappointed in him because it's real, then I'll be that, right? If I need to be pissed at these women and whoever put them out here to do this, then I'll be that.
Mm-hmm.
But I just need to wait and see the facts. So I have not really, I will be honest, I'm not really paying attention to this from the criminal standpoint. Mm-hmm. I told you when we had our meeting that I'm more at the, from the sports side, right? Mm-hmm. The reports are out that all of the NFL teams that are interested are just kind of holding their breath and waiting to see, because there are teams that are interested in Deshaun Watson coming to be their quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the part that struck me though was, I think this was Adam Schefter that put this report out, and he said he definitely will receive some punitive action from the NFL. And I'm on the side, I'm thinking if we go through this grand jury and they don't find any criminal charges, the civil part, I mean, it, as quiet as it's kept, a whole bunch of NFL players have civil suits on stuff all the time, because people come at them all the time because they got money. It's just what it is. But so if the criminal side of this, I'm just going to say, if the criminal side of this, the grand jury, comes back and they don't find that there's a need to go forward, I'm confused about what the NFL is punishing him for.
Right. Yeah.
What are you punishing him for?
And that's one of those things where, you know, when you're negotiating a collective bargaining agreement, like your commissioner should not have autonomy when it comes to levying punishment. You just shouldn't.
It makes no sense to me. It makes no sense at all. Like, if he is not found by a grand jury to need to be criminally charged, then what are you punishing him for?
Mm-hmm.
Period.
Yeah.
He's been punished enough if it's a lie, right?
Right. Yeah.
He's had a whole season out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying. Make it make sense.
Right.
So I can't speak to the legal side other than we gonna see.
We'll see.
We're going to see. That's what we're going to do. We're going to see, because I can't wait.
Mm-hmm. Real roll call. Now, we know that this is Stephanie's favorite part of the show.
Yes. Okay, you know that
she doesn't like this. She doesn't like to use this timer.
I know.
Like we said in the beginning, we have quite a few topics, and quite a few of them are on this real roll call. So, I'm going to start the timer.
Okay, I'm gonna do my best.
Each topic gets a minute.
All right. So
you'll start each topic, and then I'll just come behind you.
Okay, let's go.
All right, Coach K's last game at Cameron Indoor, and go.
A disappointment for him and the fans, I'm sure. But it doesn't tarnish his career and what he's accomplished.
Oh no.
So I hate that that's the way it went down. But yeah.
I was expected for me. You know, I don't think that Duke. No, Duke. I mean, Duke is going to always be in the mix. They just always going to be. But this isn't one of those Duke teams where we're looking at them and we're like, oh, they're going to win it this year. You know, no. And Duke UNC is a rivalry.
It is.
You know, like the
that was a bad game to end on.
Huh?
It was a bad game to end on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. And it was at Cameron Indoor too.
If
that happened at UNC, like that'd be one thing. But
All right.
We ain't even make it a minute. That
I was gonna say, look
at that. All right. So during a high school game, two players exchange half court threes for more than 2 minutes of the game. Is this Steph Curry's influence? And go.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I feel like he's changed the way that these, especially high school, I can't wait to get back to actually going to games, mm-hmm. but I'm pretty sure just watching the few I see that he's changed the mindset of the basketball player when it comes to how you play.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is like, and I think that people got upset with Mark Jackson when he said this, not understanding the full context of what he was saying. But when he made the statement that Steph Curry has ruined basketball, it isn't that what Steph Curry is doing, you know what I'm saying, is a detriment to basketball. It's the fact that other people feel like, oh, I'm going to do it, mm-hmm. right? But I think what we're starting to see is like some people are succeeding at it.
Yeah.
And we're seeing the fruits of some of those people who are succeeding at it, but we're also seeing that some people aren't.
Well, that's it. Yeah. Well, figure it out, like, right?
Right.
Yeah.
All right, Kobe Covington, his win over Jorge Masvidal in UFC 272. Mm-hmm. They were former roommates and friends turned rivals. What did you think about that? And go.
I thought it was kind of weird. I guess it would need some more backstory as to why all of a sudden you're not friends anymore, but I know your opinion on this. But I just thought it was kind of weird. I'm not that huge into UFC and all of that. But when I saw this, I was like, that's weird.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So I'm gonna give you the time because this is really your lane.
Well, this is one of the first, because this is one of the few. Is the word I'm looking for. This is one of the few main events that wasn't a title fight, right? Mm-hmm. So this fight wasn't tied to a title. And usually when UFC has a main event, there's some type of belt on the line.
Right.
I think this is smoke and mirrors. I think that these guys were, you know, concocted a way to beef because nobody was going to want to watch this fight if it was two friends fighting against each other. And that's just it.
That's true. Yeah. All right.
Greg Popovich gets record tying 1,335th win.
Yeah.
And go.
Okay, so let's just say I love Pop. Okay. Yeah. I love him. I love him as a person, right? Mm-hmm. Never been a San Antonio Spurs fan, but mm-hmm. I love Pop. And so for him, I'm excited for this. Obviously, he's going to clearly win, overtake this record. And it's deservedly so. He's been consistently who he is, team, regardless of where they are. He's always been Pop, so I love him.
Mm-hmm. I love Pop too, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, by what you see in him in the media, like, I just love the matter-of-fact way that he speaks on stuff. I love the way he treats the media, I do,
yes,
I really do.
I do too.
And so, you know, to see him like I think unofficially, you know, we've looked at him as on the Mount Rushmore of the greatest NBA basketball coaches, you know, already without him having time to broken the record. So,
Yeah, this was just cherry on top.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Russell Wilson gets traded to the Broncos and go.
That's all I have to say, huh?
Yeah. So, what do you feel about? How do you feel the Broncos are going to be this year?
Better, because they have him. Mm-hmm. But that's all I can say. Better. But I'm still trying to figure out what's going on with Seattle, huh? Okay.
So Seattle really got a haul for him.
Yeah, but okay.
And what I think is, and I've said this for some time, as soon as you pay a quarterback, right? As soon as you pay him, you automatically devalue your roster because you're giving him so much money.
Yep.
And what we're starting to see is, like, with the exception of Tom Brady, because Tom Brady always takes less money, mm-hmm. is that these last few quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls, with the exception of, with the exception of, and I'm going to just say this point and stop, with the exception of, what's his name? Stafford.
Oh, Matthew Stafford.
Uh-huh. Right. He was making a bunch of money. But the exception of him, you know, these guys are on rookie deals or taking less money like a Tom Brady.
Right.
Or a backup like Nick Foles.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, that's it.
Okay. Well, this kind of keeps going with the next one then.
All right. Aaron Rodgers. He is resetting the market with $50 million a year contract. Thoughts?
You know how I feel about Aaron.
Of course.
He can come stay with me. But but I just have a problem with this. And I told you this. This is not, I believe Aaron Rodgers deserves the money from a quarterback standpoint, right? Like, mm-hmm. absolutely. Great guy. Great quarterback. He's amazing at what he does. But I find it odd that you punt, that you reward somebody for bad behavior. I'm still on that.
Yeah.
He's gotten the MVP and now you're getting paid. Yeah. And this year you did some stuff that was kind of foul.
Mm-hmm. I think, as far as like being rewarded, I think with that stuff, we got to keep it on the field. But I definitely think that he should have been at the very least suspended, since it's within the rights of the commissioner to suspend someone for behavior mm-hmm. they deem detrimental to the league.
Mm-hmm. Go figure.
All right, last and least.
I'm sorry.
The Washington Commanders. I'm going to keep calling them the Washington football team. The Washington football team
traded for Carson Wentz. No, that's not what they are. Don't you do that. They are the Commanders.
The Washington football team.
Commanders. Uh-huh.
The Commanders mm-hmm. traded for Carson Wentz. Go.
Well, you know how I feel about Carson Wentz. I was never understanding the whole hoopla around him anyway. So how he continues to keep getting jobs, I do not know. But, hey, if y'all like it, I love it. You don't have anything to say?
I have absolutely nothing to say. I'm just going to use some acronyms. I'm going to use all of those all of those acronyms that have curse words in them. WTF, FML. I can't think of any more, but all of those.
Okay. Oh, like, yeah.
Why? Who's running things in Washington, and why do they still have a job?
So y'all might not know this. I know the timer's about to go off. Y'all might not know this, but Jared and I are always texting each other stories and things all throughout the week. And so I sent this, and then he sent it right behind me. And then he sent all of me to be fired. And
right. Fire everybody. Fire everybody. Lord, who would do this? Like, you keep Heineke. You keep the money that you have for free agents. You're about to get rid of, what's the safety? I can't think of his name right now, but you're about to get rid of him, which means you're going to free up some more money. Like, why make this move? I just don't understand.
That's your boy, Dan. Dan the man.
He worrying about building multi-million dollar mansions.
Name of teams. Anyway, we won't go there.
Yeah, we going to end on that note. I'm just mad. Feel good final thought.
All right,
so we don't have a mental health moment or an On to the Real this week, but I think that this deserves all the time for all of you, because someone who has a storied career such as Coach Mike Krzyzewski deserves, you know, a lot of attention for his accomplishments and the things that he's done for a lot of the young men that he not just coached, mm-hmm. but he mentored and he fathered. And so seeing that it was 96 former Blue Devils that attended Coach K's final game was, I'm sure for him, overwhelming, but for me, impressive.
Absolutely. It speaks volumes. Mm-hmm. It speaks volumes about him as an individual.
Yeah.
It does. It speaks volumes about him as an individual. This is what you want as a person who is touching young people's lives and influencing them.
Yeah.
This is what you want. Mm-hmm. You want to, I mean, not that you need the accolades. It's not about them coming back. It's the fact that they did it shows you your impact in their lives. So that's right. What I mean. You want to have this type of impact on somebody that right. almost 100 of your former players.
Yeah.
Let's be clear. 100.
Impressive.
Is impressive. An amazing thing. So kudos to him for his career. Kudos to him for not just being a coach that said, I don't care about the player. I just want to win. So good for him.
Yeah. And, you know, we say 96, that's not even counting the Duke Blue Devils who are on his bench now.
No.
Because
no,
he got former, players right now coaching. Former.
Right.
Coaching on the team. So,
yeah.
Salute to you, Coach K. We wish you the best in whatever you do next. But your impact on the life of these young men is indelible. And
The game of college basketball, period. Right. Like, yeah, even the time he spent coaching
USA basketball.
He's just been.
Kobe Bryant loved him.
He's that dude. Like, yeah. I can see why. Like, he literally, if my son was some elite basketball player, and he could get into Duke, go play for him, please. Because he would have been that guy for me. For sure. All right.
Show picks. What you watching?
Whoo. So I watched this series on Netflix called Pieces of Her. Very interesting. About a young lady who is discovering the truth about who her mother is.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I think I've seen name about that.
Oh my God.
Is Ben Affleck the dad? No, okay. That's
That's something else. This was, what's his name? Well, I can't think of his name. Oh my God. Black guy. Oh my gosh. Why can't I think of his name? He plays her stepdad in this movie. It's a black guy. I cannot think of his name right now. Today has just been horrible with names, but he plays her stepdad in this movie, in this show, but it is really, really like you. Whew, yeah. Watch. I love the name. It was so appropriate because literally it was unfolding pieces of her. Like, I love the way they made it look like it was like a puzzle. And now, like, that's what it was like. She was putting together the pieces of this person. She was turned 30. The show starts out with her turning 30.
Ooh.
So at 30, you thought this was your life and what it was. And now you're seeing a whole different, it's different side. Yeah. Crazy. It was good. It was good.
Well, you know what I'm back watching.
I see. Uh-huh.
No Fall just started back up again. We are coming up on episode 4.
Okay.
And the way that Damson Idris is playing Franklin Saint is masterful. And if he doesn't already have an award for it, he needs one. Okay. I know that, you know, you're not big into the drug shows and stuff like that. Forget about the drug part of it. You okay. gotta see the way that, like, you gotta see the way that he moves and just his level of intelligence.
Okay.
It's truly something to watch, and yeah, I can't wait until the end. You know, I'm already on the edge of my seat waiting for the next episode.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, Snowfall, guys. Snowfall. All right. We haven't watched it yet.
Is this what it's season?
Season 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just wanted to
I've been talking about it ever since we started this podcast.
I know.
Ever since we started
showing. I know, games. And I think I started watching one episode and stopped. But I'm going to, that's going to be one of those when I don't have nothing else going on and I can just, because I'm the person who needs to sit and just watch.
And just watch,
I can't do the let me watch, go back.
You got to. And it's one of those things where it's kind of a slow build, but once it like starts moving, it's off.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
all right.
Getting to the point. I've told you
this 3 times. I'm going to do it.
Yeah. All right, Steph. We are at the end of episode 152. As always, we appreciate you guys for listening.
Absolutely.
If you want to reach out to us, and we truly mean this, we're not just saying this is not just lip service.
No.
If you want to reach out to us, please hit us up on our email. That's field2therealpodcast@gmail.com. You can hit us up on our Twitter @field2therealp1, IG @field2therealpodcast, and our Facebook and our YouTube are the same with Field to the Real Podcast, and that's T-O, the way that it's spelled. Oh, wait, over there. I don't know. The way that it's spelled over there. So yeah, definitely check us out. You know, reach out to us, give us feedback, you know, something that we can do better. Like, certainly let us know if it's, you know, something you like about the show. If you want to be on the show, like, definitely hit us up and reach out to us and you know, provide some feedback.
Absolutely.
But we are at the end. And we are out.
Yes.
Peace.
Peace.
You did that a little reluctantly.
No, it was, right? I was like, Jesus, please let this work. Because I don't. Now put the cameras on me. 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 Put the cameras on me.